So if a tongue come forth in a public setting, there ought to be an interpretation so the people can know what's being said. And so people take that, thank you, Jesus. People that don't believe in it, don't want to operate there, they'll take that and say, you shouldn't do it at all. No, you should do it right. Let me give you another. Now let me go on down. I'm about to get ahead of myself. Verse 4. He that speaketh an unknown tongue edifies himself. See that? So I can stand here and start speaking in tongues. I'm edifying myself, but you looking at me and say, what are you saying? I don't know what he's saying. And this is you coming here like this, that's not what we gather here for me to get up here and speak in tongues to you, show you how I can speak in tongues. That's not what it's for. That's a misuse. And after a while, people are going to get confused. So what is he doing? You know what you're going to do next? What do confused people do? Get away from around the confused. They'll get from around confused. Won't they do? And so God don't want, and see, Satan loved that because he don't want you coming anyway. He doesn't want you gathering anyway. He wants you confused about the things of God so you can do the stupid thing he has. The silly thing that he has. And his goal is to destroy you. He don't want you to get a revelation because his hind is in trouble when you get a revelation of this. His hind is one in trouble. And it's about to be set out the door. Well, he won't be back no more. You can say, hit the road, Jack. Because you won't be back here no more. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And so he that speaketh an unknown tongue edifies himself. But he that what? Prophesied. Now I start prophesying. Then I'm going to edify you. All right, listen to this. So you didn't know it. That's what I was doing at first. When I got up, I was prophesying. What? Edifying you. Can I just take you on down the list? How you judge prophecy? How do you tell when it's of God or somebody just shooting off at the mouth? Wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to know? All right. We have to stay with the scripture. And let the scripture interpret this to us. Isn't it good to know when somebody, you go into a place, you see all this stuff, you know not to hang around that, because if you hang around this stuff, you're going to get confused. Prophecy, how do you know that the prophecy is true? The scripture said, he that prophesied, excuse me, speaketh unto what? Men. That means man, woman, boy, girl, right? Speaketh unto men what? To edification, exhortation, and comfort. When I prophesy, when someone prophesy, if it doesn't bring edification, exhortation, and comfort, they're just blowing hot air. See, it's not hard to judge. It should bring something to the meeting, to the congregation. It ought to be something to edify, lift the service. But if it makes it do this, you know that person not prophesying. They may call themselves this and that. Whatever. All right? Let's go a little further. He that speaketh an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church. Let's go to the next verse. I would that you all what? Speak with tongues, but rather that you may what? All right. Paul is saying, I want everybody to speak with tongues, but if you're going to address an audience, you gonna address a congregation? I'd rather you prophesy. Now watch what he said. Now, I'd rather that you may that ye prophesy. For great is he that what? Prophesy than he that what? speaking with tongue, except he do the other two. If when the tongue go forth, the interpretation come, it's all right then. But if you're just going to speak with tongue, you're going to leave half of it undone. And the person that's listening to you will leave unedified. Is that understandable? So when the Spirit start moving in these gifts, especially you can, this last two gifts that is distinct to this dispensation, you'll see more of it, because it comes under the new covenant and it should operate. All of them should operate. All nine of them should have the privilege to manifest among the peoples of God. Let me say this so you don't leave here thinking. Do not take this to be the gifts of the Spirit just to operate in a church setting. It'll operate in your house. It'll operate on the streets, because somebody out there need encouragement. Somebody need a word of knowledge. And the Spirit of God will show you, leads you to that person. That's why we're open to it. Let me say this. While we're here, because there's much to be said, and I can only say so much today. Just because you prophesy, and this is where some people mess up. This is where the body of Christ got to grow up, and we as leaders gonna have to be strong enough to help people and get them in the right direction. See, some people don't like correction. And that's why we have so much confusion. Just because you prophesy does not make you a prophet. For to be a prophet, there's qualification come with the prophet. A prophet ministry is different from prophesying. Anybody can prophesy as the Spirit will, but anybody can't be a prophet. Let me show them why. Now come back to verse 12 and 13. But let me show you first. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28. Are you getting, anybody getting any help this morning? Now watch, everybody can speak in tongues. Anybody can prophesy as the Spirit will, but everybody can't be a prophet. God, there we go, there's the answer right there. And God has what? Set some in the church. What? First who? Secondary who? So God wanted to set the prophet in the church. He didn't set everybody in the church to be a prophet. If he had, he wouldn't have said it like that. He had set some. He set some. Do you know what psalm is? How many of you know what the word psalm means? Not all. Is that right? So everybody can't be a prophet. And when people take the gift of prophesying and try to bring correction, they're wrong. Because prophesying is not to try to bring correction, that belongs to the prophet's office. And when you find somebody up trying to do stuff like that, that's why church get confused, people get hurt. Because the gifts that are set in the church never manifest to diminish you, hurt you, or put you down. It's to comfort you, lift you up, help you, show you, teach you, and make you better.